That's our ring time for Lemon Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Friends, certainly no one wants to become a chronic complainer. But if a whole string of upsets, as acid indigestion, an unexpected headache, and the symptoms of a cold come along one after another, it doesn't seem quite fair. But rather than complain, why not do like thousands of others? Rely on dependable Alka-Seltzer for relief from these common ailments. You see, Alka-Seltzer contains an effective alkalizer that helps reduce the gastric acidity that so often causes stomach distress. And that same Alka-Seltzer tablet contains a dependable pain-relieving analgesic that helps soothe the discomfort of a headache or muscular aches and pains, or the feverish ache all over feeling of a cold. Every one of Alka-Seltzer's helpful ingredients is already dissolved when you... Therefore, Alka-Seltzer can bring double relief in double quick. Because Alka-Seltzer is such a reliable family friend, it's wise to keep an ample supply on hand. A good rule is to ask your druggist for two packages instead of one. Keep that extra package as relief in reserve. Alka-Seltzer is sold in two convenient size packages. The handy Get Acquainted package sells for 30 cents. The large economy package, containing more than three times as many tablets, 60 cents at all drugstores. And now let's see what's going on in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the feed room of the Jotham Down store, deep in a business conference. Listen.
No, I ain't going to help you polish up them lanterns.
Oh, please now, Lum.
They're all yours. You ordered them, and it's up to you to sell them.
Yeah, but Lum, I never ordered them on a purpose. You know that. It was a mistake.
All right. Maybe this will learn you not any mistakes like that.
Yeah, but now, it's your idea to polish them up this way.
Well, I was just trying to help you sell them. After that advice Ben Withers gave you yesterday, I'd think you'd be glad to get any kind of sound advice that'd help you get shut of the thing.
Well, yeah, I am, but doggies, it's going to take no week to polish up 288 lanterns, Lum. You said you'd just give me 2 weeks to sell them in.
Yeah, and that still goes, too.
What happens if I don't sell them?
You pay for every last one of them yourself.
Huh?
Well, I better get up to the front of the store there and get busy. Somebody has to take care of the business.
Yeah, well, now, wait just a minute, Lum. Dad, blame it all anyway. I sure wish I had somebody to help me shine up.
Howdy, Mr. Abner. Can I give you a hand there?
Oh, doggies, Cedric. You scared me today.
Oh, excuse me. I never meant to scare you, Mr. Abner.
Ooh.
The pinball machine down at the lunchroom's broke, so I ain't got nothing to do today, so I thought I might help you.
Well, I, doggies, you sure can, Cedric. You come in just at the right time. I've got to polish up every one of these lanterns you see down here. I sure would appreciate it if you'd get one of them rags there and help me polish them.
Yes, Mom. What are you polishing them up for?
Oh, it was Lum's idea. He thinks if I polish them up nice, why, somebody will come in and buy them, maybe. Right now, I'm willing to do anything that'll help me get shut of them.
Yes, Mom.
You know, Cedric, it's sure cuter you coming in here just now and asking if you could help me. I was just sitting here wishing that somebody'd come along and give me a hand with these things.
Well, how do you do this? Just rub the cloth on them?
I'll use some of that there metal polish there. It makes them shine a little better.
Yes, Mom. You know, rubbing these lanterns this way reminds me of a story in my school book. It's called Alan Ladd and His Magic Lamp.
Oh, yeah. I believe you got the name a little wrong there, though, Cedric. It ain't Alan Ladd. It's Alan Ladden.
Yes, Mom, it was something like that.
Alan Ladden's lamp. Yeah, I've read that thing over 1,900 times. Used to read it to Little Pearl when she was just a young'un. Quite an interesting story, the way I recollect it.
Well, would you tell it to me, Mr. Abner, would you, huh, please?
Oh, no, of course not, Cedric.
Please, Mr. Abner, pretty please. That's one of my favorite stories, I think. Please tell it to me.
Oh, now, Cedric, I ain't going to do it. I'd feel silly sitting here telling a bedtime story to a big, grown-up boy like you. Besides, we got work to do here.
Well, we can work while we're telling it, can't we? I'll work extra fast.
Oh, no.
Come
no.
on, Mr. Abner, tell it to me.
Well, now, Cedric, I ain't sure I recollect it so awful good. Let's see, how did that thing go? I know there was this young feller, Alan Ladden, and him and this other feller was playing baseball, I believe it was, or playing golf or something like that. When along come this other feller that Alan Ladden thought was his uncle. Now, I recollect that much of it, I know.
Oh, I just love this.
Yeah.
Whose uncle was it?
Alan Ladin.
Oh, I just love and admire this whole story. Wonderful and anything.
Well, here now, listen to them Lanterns. You expect me to tell it to you.
Yes, Mom.
So, this uncle feller, he says to Alan, Alan, he says, you come along with me, Alan.
Who'd he say that to?
Alan.
Oh.
So, Alan picked up his golfing bat.
Now, wait a minute. Who said that to Alan?
Said what?
I don't know. What did he say?
Oh, for the land.
Well, better start over, Mr. Allen.
I ain't gonna do it. You get busy on them Lanterns, too.
Yes, Mom.
Let's see, where was I now?
Alan had just picked up a golfing bat, I think.
Oh, yeah. And
who's he gonna hit with it, his uncle?
He ain't gonna hit nobody with it. Now, will you hush up, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, excuse me.
And so...
You know, this don't sound quite like I recollected in my book.
I'm doing the best I can with it, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
And so, Alan and his uncle...
My uncle's name's Dave. He lives in Fort Smith.
Yeah, I know that, Cedric.
He's my Uncle Dave.
All right, Cedric, that's all. Right, doggies, I'm done telling you any part of that story. You just interrupted me one too many times.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Abner, don't say that. Just tell me a little bit more.
No, sir.
Just tell me that part where the uncle throws that magic powder down on the ground, opens up and makes a big hole, and the uncle tells Alan Ladin to go down into the hole and bring up the magic lantern to him. So Alan Ladin goes down and gets a lamp, but then he wouldn't bring it up to the uncle, so the uncle gets mad and throws some more powder down and closes up the hole and leaves Alan Ladin down in there. Just tell me that part, Mr. Adams.
Well, you done told it.
Don't know it. You tell it to me, Mr.
Cedric, Adams. I ain't got time for such as that now.
Well, just tell me a little. Please, Mr. Adams.
No, I've got lanterns to sell here.
Tell me that part where Alan Ladin's trapped down in that hole and he rubs the lamp and wishes for a table of food and lo and behold, and there's right in front of him a whole table laden with beautiful food. Tell me that part, Mr. Adams.
Well, I don't even recollect that part of it myself. Is that in there?
Yes, Mom. Tell it to me, will you?
Well, what happens after that?
Oh, then he rubs the lamp again and wishes his mama was there, and lo and behold, and there was his mama.
Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum. How'd she get down there?
Magic.
Sure enough?
Yes, Mom. It's all magic stuff in the whole story. Boy.
Well, what happened after that, Cedric? Tell me the part where the genie comes in there.
Well, let's see now. Better keep polishing them lanterns if you expect me to tell you this.
Oh, yeah. Go on, Cedric.
Well, so Alan rubbed the lamp and a batch of smoke raised up out of it.
Rubbed it too hard, huh?
And out of this smoke come the genie.
Oh, that's the part I love.
And Alan said, I want to get out of this hole.
Yeah?
So the genie picks him up by the neck.
Who, Alan?
Yes, Mom. And he zooms along through this hole in the ground.
Sort of like Superman, huh?
I wish you'd stop interrupting, Miss Mr. Abner.
I'm sorry, Sandy.
And finally he comes to open place and zooms up out of the ground and Alan sees this princess.
What princess?
I don't know, just a princess. Just a regular one, I reckon.
Yeah. I don't believe I ever knowed about her. What's her name?
I don't know. Just Miss Princess, I reckon.
Yeah, more than likely.
Anyway, Alan Ladin fell in love with her, something wonderful, and loved and admired.
Oh, my.
And that's where he made his big mistake.
He did?
Yes, well, he married her.
Uh-oh, he did make a mistake there.
Yeah, he rubbed the magic lamp and said, I wished I was married to the lady princess. And lo and behold, he was.
Oh, what a shame.
Well, wait, you ain't heard nothing yet. This is a sad story, you know.
Something worse than getting married happened to him?
Oh, yes, Mom. That old uncle come along trying to find that magic lantern, and you know what Alan's woman done? She taken the magic lamp and sold it to the old varmint.
Oh, for the goodness sakes, like they'll do it every time. You just can't put no dependence in a woman.
Sure wished I'd have had that Ladin's lamp.
Oh.
I wouldn't let no woman get it away from me, I'll bet you. Every time I wanted something, I'd get that lamp and rub it, and my wish would come true. Boy.
Doggies, it would be nice to have one of them things around, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, Mom.
First thing I'd wish for would be another lamp, just in case I lost the first one. So what'd be the first thing you'd wish for, Cedric?
Oh, let's see now.
Peanut butter, chunk style?
Well, for goodness sakes. Is this how you polish lamps? Is that all you've did all morning?
Well, we got a few of them done, that bunch right there.
Well, that's all right for a start, but look at all them you ain't even taken out of the boxes yet.
Doggies, there seems to be more there every time I look at them.
Well, you better get busy. Don't forget, I just give you 2 weeks to sell them. At this rate, it'll take you that long to polish them.
Yeah, I know it.
You better get busy.
I'm going to get busy. Mean old varmint. He reminds me of Alan's uncle.
Golly, Mr. Abner, we sure do have a lot more of them to do, don't we?
Oh, I never seen the like of lanterns in my life, Cedric. I don't know what in the world ever caused a mistake like that. But we ain't getting them done this way. Come on, let's get busy.
That's the one you was working on when I come in there.
This one right here?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'll just polish it a little bit more here. Don't you just look at all them things staring me in the face. I wish something would happen to at least one box of them. Oh, my goodness. Hey, watch what you're doing, Cedric. Look there, you busted that whole box of lanterns.
Well, I never done it. I never pushed them. I thought you done it.
Why, no, I never even touched them.
Well, I never neither. Honest, I never.
Well, sir, now, that's cuter. That box is sitting there on the table, and all of a sudden it... Wait a minute. Cedric, are you sure this is the lantern I had in my hand when you come in here?
Yes, ma'am.
No, that couldn't be.
What couldn't be?
Of course, now, I was polishing this lantern when I said I wish somebody would come and help me. And just then, you come in. And just now, I was polishing it again. I wish that something would happen to one box of them lanterns. Hi, doggie, Cedric, I got me a magic lantern just sure as the world.
Has Abner discovered another Aladdin's lamp? And if he has, how will he use its power? Friends, do you ever have days when pesky little troubles seem to pop up from morn till night, and then to top it all off, a nagging headache sets in? Well, that's the time you really appreciate the fast relief Alka-Seltzer can bring. Yes, the fast-acting pain-relieving agent Alka-Seltzer contains is just the ticket for prompt action on that headache. Just drop one or two tablets into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, and in a moment or two, you have a glass full of bubbles and comfort. Sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer, completely dissolved, is ready to bring you quick and soothing headache relief. Remember, it's always wise to have an extra package of Alka-Seltzer on hand as relief in reserve. So a good rule is always ask your druggist for two packages of Alka-Seltzer. Then, when your tablets get down to four, with that extra package, you'll have some more.